It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about body image and the power of self-talk, both positive and negative. Taylor Locker, counseling psychologist at the Iowa State University Counseling Center, is with us. She'll rejoin the conversation in a little while. But now we're turning to a woman who turned her personal struggle with body image and self-esteem into a program designed to make girls stronger, healthier, and more confident. It's called Girls on the Run.
Be kind.
Have fun.
Run.
Strong.
Dream.
Big.
Never.
Give up.
You are
awesome.
That is an affirmation that my girls on the Run team that I coach does when we meet. I'm a volunteer coach with the program, and that's why when we decided to do a show about body image and self-talk, I wanted to reach out to the woman who started Girls on the Run, Molly Barker. She is with us on the line now. Hello, Molly.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. And the story of how Girls on the Run got started has kind of turned into a legend in certain circles, but I'd like you to take us back to when this idea came to you. What happened?
Well, you know, I'm a girl, and around the age of 11, I began to struggle with a lot of things that girls today struggle with. At Girls on the Run, we talk a little bit about the girl box, and it's this imaginary place that girls go around middle school where we begin to feel like we have to conform to a set of standards that may not be so good for us. So I stepped into that girl box full speed. It was the early 70s when there was no alternative. And a few years later, discovered running. And running is that space in my day when all that negative self-talk and voice just slips away. So as I grew older, struggled still with the low self-esteem and worth, and still had the running, and eventually hit bottom at age 32, kind of came out of a very dark spot and started Girls on the Run 3 years later. And it's been amazingly joyful and celebratory ever since.
You have told the story that in 1993, when you were 32 years old, you were going on a run at sunset when this idea came to you. What was going on in your mind?
We all develop coping mechanisms, sort of how we get through our days. And when I was about 15, the coping mechanism I tapped into was drinking. And drinking was for me a way to sort of shut down all the negative voices in my head. So when I was 32, the drinking had really sort of captured a lot of my life at that point. So I hit this bottom. So the following day, after hitting that dark spot, I went on a run I had this epiphany right smack in the middle of this run in an amazing thunderstorm, where I just became very conscious of the fact that I can define what parts of the word girl I want to be. Do I want to choose the parts that demean or diminish me, or do I want to choose the ones that empower me? And so I believe that's at the core of what Girls on the Run is about. Either I'm going to be an empowered girl or not. And I believe that deep down, it really is a choice. So I started the program a few years later, and here we are today.
Earlier in the show, I was talking with Taylor Locker about where some of our negative body image comes from. And we were talking about a study that was published a year ago from the Mayo Clinic that shows that, a mother modeling this kind of negative body image behavior often leads to a daughter then repeating that behavior. I'm sure you've spent a lot of time over the years thinking about where your ideas of what it meant to be a girl and your ideas of why you didn't feel like you were enough came from. Where do you think they came from?
I think it's so insidious that, it's so sneaky how it gets into our mindset. So I'm the mother of a 16-year-old daughter. Just walking through the grocery store aisles, the magazines were at her eye level when she was just a small child. And even though we didn't comment on them, they're sort of there. So I think it's there. I also think, we can continue to blame the media, which is certainly one place of it. But, it's in how we position ourselves as mothers. But here's the interesting thing is that as a mom, I don't want to down myself for maybe seeing myself in a negative way, if that makes sense. It's like this perpetual, I'm just going to criticize myself, which is part of the issue. So you know, I think it's just kind of everywhere, and it's just when we become aware of it that we begin to live a different way.
For people who aren't familiar with the Girls on the Run program, there is a curriculum that goes along with this program. It's not just about running, but at every meeting, and it's either a 10 or 12 week session, and you meet twice a week for an hour and a half. And at every meeting, there's a lesson, and then there are games that reinforce that lesson. And so you were very involved in writing the curriculum for this program. As you were developing the curriculum, how did you decide what issues you wanted to bring forward to girls?
You know, this is, I'm sort of laughing as you say that, because I wrote the first curriculum out. I was a brand new mother. And I almost feel like it was divinely inspired without sounding a little bit weird. Some of the lessons were things that I was grappling with as a young woman, new mother, just trying to figure out my own self. And then others were based on some research by a couple guys that looked at the resiliency factor in kids. What would be some tools that we could give kids to make them resilient, you know, to use the challenges of life in to develop themselves instead of use them to bring themselves down. So that those two things coupled together were what prompted the first series of lessons.
That when you'd written the curriculum, you founded the program, did you start working with girls yourself right away?
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing that I have to say I miss, because I'm not doing that so much anymore. But yeah, so I started with 13 little girls in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is my hometown, and just knew within seconds of walking out onto that track with those kids that I'd found my life's work. And, you know, anybody that's worked with these kids, and you're a coach, you get it. I don't know who the program is really helping more, the girls or the coaches. So inevitably some kid will say something, and I'm like, wow, that was brilliant, or that was so wise. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
The curriculum doesn't just talk about body image. It doesn't just talk about self-esteem. You also have a strong focus in the curriculum on relationship skills and being able to communicate your feelings to other people. Why do you think that's such an important part of the puzzle?
You know, I know that for me, and I think, you know, research will demonstrate this as well, that when we as humans, both boys and girls, but girls in particular, if we don't feel like we matter, if we don't feel like our voice is important, girls tend to take that negative view and sort of move it inwards. And I think that down underneath is where the eating issues might begin. Some of the, you know, need to be liked by a boy starts. But when a person's talking and they can communicate and they're heard, it's very empowering, you know. So I think that is a critical piece of the curriculum, is how to communicate what you need to communicate with other people, how to stand up for yourself, you know, why not to engage in gossip, because in the end, the person gossiping is the one that ends up getting hurt, even more than the one that's the victim of it. So
why do you feel that the running is such an important part of this program? Because when people hear about the program, they assume it's all about running, and there is a training component, and you build up to running a 5K at the end of the training session, and some girls will run the 5K. Many girls will not actually run the whole thing. There's a lot of running and walking, but it's not a race. It's a very powerful, empowering experience for the girls who finish, and all of them finish. But why is the running, in your mind, such an important part of helping to build the self-esteem and the healthy body image and the relationship skills?
You know what I love about running? I started running when I was about 14. It can either be a competitive sport or one that is more fellowship, you know, just running with friends. It can be non-competitive as well. So I think it carries in it something for everybody. That's one place. The other is that girls can set a goal. So, okay, I'm going to do this 3.1 mile run, and then they get to actually accomplish the goal. But what I have discovered even greater than that for me when working with young girls and having a daughter, they become owners of their bodies. It's like saying, okay, here's my body. I can make it move. I can train it. I can feel my breath. I'm conscious of my heartbeat. This is mine. And I can be very intentional with what I do with it, which to me is a very empowering thought for a young girl, because event, you know, at some point she's going to be challenged by certain things, you know, relationships with boys or a significant other. And I just think it really gives girls a knowledge that they are responsible for their bodies and what they want to do with them.
This hour, we're talking about body image and the power of self-talk. I'm talking right now with Molly Barker. She's the founder of the group Girls on the Run International. And Molly, one of my favorite lessons in the curriculum is about positive self-talk. And my favorite part of it is the part where the girls are running, and every time they finish a lap, we give them something to say about themselves. And so they'll say, I am awesome, I am kind, I am caring, I am... But they have to say these things about themselves. And it's really amazing to watch the girls shout these things out and really to see them light up. Where did that idea come to you from?
You know, I think sometimes we aren't even aware of our own negative self-talk. I mean, I know that I wasn't for years. I used to actually think that some of the negative things about I said about myself were true. But when I discovered that, no, that's not true, that was just sort of a choice in my head, and I started to say the positive things, it's amazing what happens in your life. And so having a little girl become conscious of this at a young age is, it's remarkable. And you know what's fun about that lesson is you can see the energy change throughout the lesson. So when we're talking about some of the negative self-talk, you know, the energy of the group's kind of down. But then when they get to the end and they're leaping and they're shouting and they're saying, I am awesome and I am kind, the whole energy of the thing changes. And I think it's like that in our own lives. You know, how we engage with the world around us changes when we feel positive about who we are.
Do you remember having an epiphany about saying nicer things about yourself? Do you remember when that came to you?
Well, there were a couple. Certainly on that run where I just experienced this sort of awareness that, you know, I've been using language to describe myself that's quite negative. You know, I'm not good enough or pretty enough or smart enough. But the other was when I had my own daughter. And to watch this child, and she's 16 and she is no longer a child but a young woman, to watch her body just develop and who she is, it allowed me to do the same. I don't know how to explain that, but I became very conscious of my language. And, you know, I think there was a great gift in that. So she's very outspoken on girls and women's issues and really likes herself, which is wonderful to see.
We were talking earlier about this girl box that mm-hmm. you felt like you stepped into and that so many young women step into. Do you feel like there's a boy box too?
Oh, totally. Okay, so I'm also the mother to a 19-year-old son who is coincidentally going into the fashion industry. And, you know, sometimes that isn't necessarily, you know, the most manly, I guess, or, you know, or man box, boy box career. And so, you know, it's been interesting to watch how this young man has navigated a lot of his adolescence. So definitely how we see success, and it's just as prevalent for boys, but just in a different way.
Well, as a Girls on the Run coach, I get asked all the time, why not a Boys on the Run too? And I'll bet you've only gotten asked that about 5 million times. So why not?
And by my own son, by the way.
Sure.
You know, we tried a Boys on the Run, and it just didn't work. The curriculum is so wired to how girls navigate even their own relationships. So I am happy to say that a former Girl on the Run coach who is the mother to son started a program that is for boys. And while it's certainly not like exactly like Girls on the Run, it does use running. So it's out there, and it's called Let Me Run. So that's certainly growing out in the world now too.
What do you think some of the things that you see, having parented a son as well, what are some of the negative things that happen in that boy box?
I feel so fortunate that I have a son who's navigated that. He's had, you know, it's not been easy, as I will say, but he's come out okay. I would say some of the struggles that he's dealt with are the negative voices that he's heard in his own head when there might be some bullying that goes on, but it's a different kind. It's sort of when negative comments or disparaging comments are made about girls, the way he, you know, some of his former peers might have viewed girls, comments around, you know, sexuality, things like that. And I think, you know, Hank has gone through some stuff, but he's come out to where he's very vocal about the fact that we all come in different shapes and sizes. So he's kind of a feminist in his own way, for sure.
Girls on the Run has reached thousands and thousands of girls all over the United States and in a couple of other countries around the world, and I'm sure has made a difference for a lot of those girls. When you look around at our culture, do you feel like we're getting any better at this, or do you feel like things are headed in the wrong direction as far as that girl box goes?
You know, it's interesting. I think things are getting better. I'll tell you the personal challenge that I'm having is that I am so immersed in such a positive world, you know, with the work that I do and the people I'm surrounded in, that I sometimes forget that it's not always that positive. You know, I was watching a show last night with my teenage daughter called The Girl Code. It's on MTV. And I was pleasantly surprised to see very young 20-somethings talking about the very same things that I believe are important for girls, you know, standing up for yourself and being your full self. So I think things are good. I do think there's always extremes, and the extremes are often the loudest and often the things we tend to give more attention. But I think things are changing, and I think they're good.
Well, Molly, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. And can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
What was the slogan? What was said at the very beginning in your girls' group? I couldn't quite understand it.
All right. Well, I shout out and they answer the second part. So we say, be kind, have fun, run strong, dream big, never give up, and you are awesome.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for that.
Molly, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Molly Barker is the founder of Girls on the Run International. We're talking about body image and the power of self-talk this hour. We're going to continue our conversation in just a moment with counseling psychologist Taylor Locker. We also want to hear from you. This is Talk of Iowa. A little girl with great